Hello.
Hey, Delbert, this is Keaton. I reached out to you last week about investing in some real estate properties. Am I calling you at
Okay.
the best time right now?
Well, I'm on the other line. Maybe go ahead. What real estate?
Yeah,
What are you talking?
I spoke with you about Succulent Drive, and I know you're asking retail price for that,
Yeah,
which
I really don't even care if I don't even want really want to sell it.
I hear you. I got you, man. I
Oh
was
yeah.
just wondering if you have
The
any
only two go ahead.
I'm
Oh
sorry,
yeah.
man. I was just reaching out to see if you had any projects that might see my partner. He does a lot of fix and flips, and
Right.
I was wondering if you had any properties that just didn't make sense for you to fix up that you were looking to get off your hands or something that we could take a look at.
Probably everything. If y'all and myself, we both went and looked at the same house, and let's say this house person won 150 for it. My guess is y'all would be trying to get it for 120. I'd probably pay the 150, fix it up, make 20, 30 thousand, where y'all really want to make the 50, and that's how I've made all my money,
I got you.
because I've always went against little companies like y'all. Because y'all want to make big money, I'm going to be in it out.
I hear what you're saying. You're
Right.
concerned.
The only one that I got, and I'm pretty sure it's sold, is 1701 Carlisle Avenue, and I'm going to try to get not try to get I'm going to get 195 for it, and if I don't, then I'll just keep it, and I'm going to fix it up in June and sell it.
Is that out in Richmond?
Yes, Richmond. Yeah.
I got you. It sounds familiar. Carlson.
Yeah, we might have talked about it before.
Okay.
I don't know, but anyway, it's gonna be a $275,000 house when I finish, and I'm not gonna have to put that much money in it. So I'm just gonna make myself an extra $35,000-$40,000, other than someone buying it.
I got you. So you like to buy your properties retail and then you add value to them and then sell them on retail again?
I buy them. I rent them out for 5 or 10 years. By that time, it's done paid for itself for what I originally paid for it. That whole time, I'm fixing it up. Then I'll do the final things at the very end, and then I sell it, and then everything's a profit.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
No, that's smart.
Yeah.
I'd be interested in going in on one of these properties. I mean, do you buy properties often?
Right now, I'm just taking a break, and look, I'm down in Florida now, cleaning up this house, taking a little mini vacation. I got to rent it out for $4,000 for the month of February,
Oh, that's
and of course, they're walking into a house that's nicer than a hotel, but there are cable TV and amenities and everything else. I just had a roof put on it, so I came down here and paid for the roof, and then clean it up, and then they're gonna take it for a month, and then I'll come back in March sometime and enjoy it some more.
shoot, that sounds real nice, man. It was snowing out here in Virginia, so I'm a little jealous. You out in Florida right now.
Yeah. I mean, you can make. I mean, y'all young, y'all can do it. I'll be honest with you. When I started out, I had nobody to tell me what to do or anything. And I'm fondling around and trying to figure it out and everything at 35 years old. And I couldn't get halfway nothing right. Just what a little bit of common sense, no training, no nothing. Then I'd end up with about maybe six houses, owed mortgages and all six of them, whatever. Working a full-time job. And I took the full-time job at 58 years old, left it, just left it, retired, kind of got a pension, and took these houses, the six I had, started selling them, getting equity out of them, taking the equity, finding other houses that needed work, and paying cash for them and fixing them up, with even borrowing money from a charge card as much as $30,000 at a time at 3%, and paying cash for houses. To make a long story short, I liquidated at 58 and rebuilt the business, which ended up with about 14 houses. All of them are paid for. All beautiful.
That sounds like a good,
portfolio. Portfolio over $5 million, or around $5 million. Everything's paid for.
I got you. What's your exit strategy with those 14 properties?
Well, everybody wants them. I mean, they're like an Ashland. One of them I paid $400,000 for a year before last. I'm renting it out for $2,300. Everybody wants that one. When that one's, I will put my name on it like it's my house later on, then sell it for like about maybe $700. Then I got another one that we'll sell for $700. And
Man.
then I've got some other ones I'll sell for $300, and a bunch of them for $275.
I got you.
So I just got to
You're
figure out a way to avoid the taxes now.
I
I just
got
want the
yeah.
money now.
So your plan is you are trying to liquidate all the assets is your game plan?
I'm going to liquidate without paying a whole lot of tax.
I got you.
That'll be more money than I'll spend. I'm 70 years old this year,
Oh, nice.
so it
Congratulations.
doesn't matter. No, if anything, if I do anything, I'll end up with a beautiful 39, 40-year-old Filipino girl
Dude, I'm rooting for you.
massaging my feet
Yeah, man. Best of
and
luck.
what else ever, you know.
Yeah.
But,
Well, we're actually in Ashland. That's where our office is at. And I mean, sounds like you invested in real estate for the long haul. Like you're doing this so it supplies money to you that you're comfortable, like throughout
Yeah,
your
when you buy houses and you end up with for example, you buy a house, you got a bad drain fill. That happens all the time. And you get somebody to come and do that drain fill, what are they charging you?
For a drain field?
Yeah, for a drain fill. You already got to say you got to, well, you're gonna have to put this a new distribution box and a new drain fill in. What are they going to charge you?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, they're probably going to charge you probably about $12,000 to $20,000 or whatever. Then you got to get the state involved. Then they want to do the soil engineers, and you got to do this, you got to do that. I'll just wait till the weekend. I'll buy a PureFlow thing. To go in there, put a new distribution box, four new lines, covered up, same day, done, and it works great. And I made it better than it was before. But when you start getting everybody involved, stuff like that, it takes everything.
I hear you. Well, for these properties that you have, I know you're holding on to them and your plan is to sell them down the road. I mean, would you be interested in having a conversation about getting cash for them?
No, because I got that wouldn't do me any good. I bought the Melton Road, what was it, 12289 Melton Road. I bought that and got the extra land with it. I've got 6.5 acres with a 2,300 square foot brick ranch with a mother-in-law suite. I've restored all of it. It's perfect now. It was built in 94. Okay. That place alone is worth almost 700. Taxes is only 500, but it's worth 7 because they don't have that other land, shown with it. But anybody, just about anybody buy that. All I got to do is just run ahead. But I wouldn't want to pay the taxes on that. So I got a Samara. It's coming up empty. I got to repaint that. That's a totally renovated house in Montrose. I totally redone that from top to bottom. In 2012, it took me, I think, took me about $75,000 to totally redo that house. That is back in 2012. I'm talking about gut it, take all the plaster out, New insulation, 400 amp service, new plumbing lines, new water lines. Had the floors done, replaced 600 studs in the house, 2x4s, heating and air in it, everything. Now that everything I just named,
yeah,
now I new windows and siding and new plywood on the roof, new roof, all that stuff. Right now, if you bought that house, if I bought that house for $18,000.
Mm-hmm.
I done everything to that house. Okay, now that house, Zillow has it estimates from 284 to 320. And when I sell it, I'll probably can get around over 300. It's about 2,000 square feet.
Now, for these properties, what if we were able to give you your asking price for the property and we would put the property in our name, so we're the one paying taxes on it, and we paid you monthly for that property until you got your 300,000 or your 700, you know, whatever your asking price is? Would that be something?
Well, but see, the thing of it is, I won't live long enough to collect it. Oh, it'd be just like me renting it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because if you took and like, let's say you bought some arrow and you were paying me $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you were probably renting it for $2,300 a month.
Mm-hmm.
See, that wouldn't make good sense to you, because that $300 a month, by the time you pay your taxes and everything, it wouldn't work for your portfolio.
Gotcha.
And when I re-rent it, I'm going to be renting it for $2,200. So that's a lot of money.
What are you going to do with all that money?
Well, I got a son. He'll eat it up. I don't know. I got a Corvette in the garage. I have a house down in Florida. Corvette's in the garage. Electric bicycle. $15,000 golf cart. That's here. In Virginia, I got a 1976 fully restored 76 Pontiac Trans Am. That makes that Corvette look terrible. I don't know, just whatever. I allow myself maybe $12,000 a year to eat out. I have it's whatever, you know.
I got you.
I'm driving a brand new Honda Hybrid. It's paid for. You know, I keep no debt. When you start doing the interest, buddy, that's when you start losing.
That's why you paid cash for all these houses that you got first.
I figured out however I can get to pay cash. Like, I got a loan on my personal house for, I think it was like $90,000, because it was like 1.7% interest rate.
Oh, wow.
And the interest rate started going up, but wasn't locked in. And by the time it was hitting 5, and then it went up to 9, of course, that was through that little bank in Ashland. I mean, that little bank in Town Bank over there by Home Depot.
Yeah.
So I said, well, damn, I got to pay this thing off. So I pulled out some Dominion Fort Myers stock that I'd been buying for the dividends, and I said, what the hell? I said, those dividends are not that high. So mm-hmm. I just paid the loan off. And now I'm building that back. That whole thing will be back by the middle of this year, because mm-hmm. I want to get enough dividends in, like, Philip Morris, MO, which is Philip Morris,
yeah.
Dominion Power, and some other stuff. And I want to be able to get, I want $800 a month in dividends coming in.
Hmm.
And that's just like almost like a rental house. Because say you got a rental house and you rent it for $1,600 a month, which is Sukla. I rent that for $1,620, which that guy's getting ready to get bombed with real high. He pays very well, but he's, his dogs was trash. His dogs pulled the feet from under my AC unit.
Huh.
Have you ever heard of that?
Well, they were just chewing it up.
They chewed them and pulled them out. The thing started running crooked. It worked a pipe loose. All the freon was lost. I had to build a fence around it. And actually, I discharged them for the freon because I keep insurance on all my rentals through Dominion Power, which is HomeServe. And it basically only cost me $35 a month for my plumbing, water line, sewer line, and air conditioner.
For the insurance, it's only 35 a month.
35.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just make phone calls. Since I've been in Florida, I've had two units fixed while I was down here. Cost me, I think, $50 each service call. That was it. $100. And that was pretty much over $1,000 total. I had a drain line replaced in one place. That was $2,300. Cost me nothing. So then I have a bunch more units that went down. So I'm paying about $7,000 a year for all the houses plus my personal house. And I end up getting back about five or six. And so they're still making money, and I've got insurance that covers this in case it's worse. Because some of those drain lines can cost you a lot of money.
Yeah. Do you have a, like an LLC for all the properties, or do you?
I had an LLC, and I sold $1 million worth of houses 2 years ago, and that was the first start of getting out of debt too, because I still owed $460,000. So I sold $1 million worth of houses, took and paid all the debt off, and then come back and bought that one in Ashland. So, but Ashland's where to be. I missed two good ones over there, past Sheets down that road.
Yeah, I know
I
you're talking.
missed two good ones. I could have got one for 130. I didn't buy it. And then there was a big two-story down the street, which I really wanted. I could get that for 150. That one was bank-owned. That would have been the way to go right there. I could spend probably $100,000 in either one of them, and that would have been an easy $75,000 profit on each one of them.
Yeah.
Just throwing money away.
I'm trying to get to that point.
But the banks are terrible in these loan places. Like, if you get a loan, let's say you got a loan and you're buying a house from it, the only way you're going to make it is the equity. You're going to break even on the rent after you pay me, because I'm going to charge at least maybe 5.5%. So, because if I charge you any less, as soon as you find less, you will, go to the bank and get a loan. But you get money for rent, or you can take a chance and start trying to sell it. And if you can sell it and make yourself 20 grand, then you came out good, as long as you didn't have to pay a real estate agent and a bunch of closing costs.
Yeah.
If you get to eat up there, then I bought the prettiest house. It was my uncle's house over in Verona. And it appeared, I didn't even look at it too good. I bought it from because my uncle died, and I bought it from a cousin. I bought that house. That son of a bitch beam underneath the house, the main beam was gone. I had to put a filter. I could never get the, I had the well resealed, and it still was, my water was discolored. My septic system was bad.
Oh.
The AC unit was no good.
Sounds like
Man, I fixed everything. I
yeah.
made that house beautiful. I worked my ass off. I made $16,000.
Was it worth it?
All I made. $16,000 is always worth it. But no, I should have kept it. I should have kept the damn thing. That one and a house that I'm looking at right now across the street from where I'm at now, I sold that one. Those were two cream puffs when I finished, and somebody else got them.
Cream puffs.
That house in Ashland, I spent like $12,000. Plus, I subbed it out myself to do the condition crawl space.
Yeah.
I'd had all the old insulation taken out. I had it scrubbed down. I had all the white, all the 2-inch foam all around it. I mean, it's just like a showroom underneath the house.
Yeah.
And a $1,500 humidifier sitting up on two blocks. The roof, the roof I put on it was 58 square for that, and the little studio and the shed. I did all that. That was 58 square. That was $7,300 for the materials. I had my guy come in and do it all for $4,000.
Hmm.
That's a $20,000 roof. I got it done for like $11,500.
And does your son, does he do anything in real estate? Like, are you planning on just passing it all to him, or?
I'll just, I'm going to turn most all of it into cash in the next 5 years. The one in Ashland, I think I'm going to build a 3-car garage down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got 6.5-acre lot. And I'm going to tear the deck off the back, put a stone patio, paver patio everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going to move into that one. And then I'll sell the one on Peach Road, which is the prettiest 5-acre lot you've ever seen, with a 3-car garage with the mother-in-law suite in front of it. And the second I put that up for sale, it'll go for about $700,000 super quick.
Beach Road, is that out in Chesterfield?
No, that's right in Ashland. That's
Ashland.
Over there.
Different Beach
Yeah,
Road.
That's the shortcut. That's Ash Cake Road turns into Peaks.
Gotcha. I hear you.
Yeah, and like going to the courthouse.
I got you.
Well, that house I'll never get. At $700,000, I don't make a lot of money on that. I bought it for $165,000. I put $100 in it. I got divorced. Put $200 more in it. And then I built a garage, and you know, and I don't know how that's going to work. But I'm gonna sell that one, then I'll probably move to Ashland.
Gotcha.
Then I got a lot of wood that I need to get rid of in Ashland. So if you know anybody who needs some wood, I got a lot of trees somebody can cut.
Yeah, I can keep my ears open for you.
Yeah.
I got you.
A lot of them about the size of my leg.
I got you. It sounds like you got like a 5 or 10 year plan to sell the houses and then turn it into cash for either yourself or to pass down.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that too, because I've seen stocks go down to not worth much. I've seen Capital One when it was $5 a share.
Yeah,
I've seen that stuff in 2008. It bit the dust terrible, and I don't know if it'll ever do it again or not. People with $1 million portfolio can end up being $100,000 real quick.
I got you. Well, double
real estate. All right, bud.
I'd like to get you in contact with my partner. I mean, he could probably set you up with. I mean, it sounds like you have this long term plan, 5 or 10 years that you're trying to liquidate these.
Yeah, I've got a Class A builder license.
Mm-hmm.
I built a subdivision in New Kent.
Oh, nice. And yeah. I mean, I'd like to give you an offer on these properties, but I mean, I don't think a cash offer would make sense. Yeah, you would think it's a low ball offer.
Yeah, you would never.
And that's why I want to talk to my partner.
Well, see, when you say cash, to me, cash is you bring me the cash in a box,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have to pay taxes on it. That's a cash offer to me.
I'll be honest.
You give me a cash. Nobody can do that.
I'd be scared handing you $700,000 in cash. I'd rather write a check out or transfer.
Yeah, but see, that's a paper trail for me, and I can't hide it.
Oh, okay, I see what you're trying to do.
Yeah,
I got
but,
you.
But just like I'm thinking of this, and like my son, for example, my sister. Well, my sister's looking at a house she wanted over in Marana. I said, well, if you sell your house, you put 200, take a bank account over CNF Bank, put that money in CNF Bank, put my name on that account. That house, I'm gonna put your name on that house on the deed. Okay? A few months later, I'm gonna take my name off of that deed on that house. I want her to take the name off of for the bank account. So all of a sudden, I'm back. The bank account's mine and the house is hers. No paperwork. I'm thinking that'll work. You gotta check on it.
Yeah, let me know.
All right, bud. You take care. Yeah, yeah. Maybe one day there's a big project or something. I've got the Class A builder license also, so.
I got you.
Just have to.
And
what I'd love to do, liquidate all of it and take all that money and build a couple of rows of units, apartment townhouse units. I built townhouse units. That way you could sell them later.
Okay.
And,
so that's
same
the end
thing.
Goal for you?
And if you could get about three people and each person do a row, okay? Now you got a whole complex. Doesn't look so bad. And then everybody can share the utilities and the asphalt.
I like that. So you think the end goal for you is to liquidate all the assets? You said build a road on there and then put an apartment complex on it?
Well, not. I don't even have that land right now to do that. I'd have to find that land. I would like to do that one day somewhere. But I'd have to have more partners. And you know where Craigers is? Craiger, is it Craigers? Over there in Ashland? Craigers, yeah, the little bar and grill.
Oh, yeah, the restaurant looking thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, those apartments across the street from it. Have you seen them?
Yeah, they're nice, the new ones.
Yeah, I'd love to have built those.
That's a good area, too.
Yeah. There's more land like that. I just don't know what it would cost to build them now. But I know it's going to be probably about $10 million. Because I think that Wegmans that they built was probably about $40, $50
million. I got
most of those warehouses are cement walls. All right, bud. Take care.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go. And, I mean, I'd love to talk to you again about if we're able to help you achieve your goal and – you know, if we're able to help you sell those properties and if that helps you build an apartment complex, I'd love to further the conversation with you.
All right, bud. All right, take care.
All right, Delbert. Have a good one.
All right, bye.